Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph of Maseches Ma'id Katan. We are up to the very last two words on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains the laws of tearing Kriya. Tan Rabbanan, the brisa tells us as follows. Ve'ilu Kra'in She'in Mis'achin. The following are the types of Kriya, the types of tears that you're never allowed to sew up well. HaKriya Al Aviv Alimo Al Rabbu Shalom Do Torah. If you tear Kriya for the loss of a father or a mother or a Rebbe who taught you Torah, Va'al Nasi, or on the Nasi, V'al Av Beis Din, or on the Av Beis Din, that all die, Va'al Shmos HaRaos, or if you hear about the deaths of a lot of Jews, Va'al Birkas Hashem, you hear some Russia cursing Hashem, Va'al Sefer Torah Shnisraf, or you see a Sefer Torah be burnt, Va'al Are Yehuda, if you see the destruction of the cities of Yehuda, Va'al HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed state. Val Yerushalayim in its destroyed state. The Korea, Al Migdash, most of Al Yerushalayim. If you see the Makom HaMigdash and you tear Kriya for that, and then you see Yerushalayim in its destroyed state, you add to the Kriya for that. So the Gemara is going to explain the source for the Chi of Kriya for a father and mother and a Rebbe, and for the Isser of sewing up the tear. Avivi Imo V'Rabbi Shlom the Torah Minolan. Where do we learn that there's a Chi of to tear Kriya for a father, a mother, and a Rebbe? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ve'elisha Rohavu Mitzayik Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael Ufrashav. Elisha sees his Rebbe, Eliyahu Anavi, going up in the chariot, and he says, my father, Rechav Yisrael Ufrashav, and he never sees him again, and the Pasuk goes on to say that he tears Kriya. Avi Avi, Ze'aviv Ima. The fact that he says Avi twice, that's a reference to the halacha that you tear Kriya for a father and for a mother. Rechav Yisrael Ufrashav, Ze Rabbi Shalom the Torah. From the phrase, Rechav Yisrael Ufrashav, we see that you tear Kriya for a Rebbe you taught Torah. My Mashma, how do we see from here that Eliyahu was the Rebbe of Elisha? Kidimitargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef said the Targum on this Pasuk. Rav Yosef was an expert in Targum, in translations of the Pasuk, because he wasn't allowed to say the Pasukim themselves since he was blind. So he wasn't allowed to say Pasukim by heart, so he was a great expert in Targum. The Targum on the Pasuk was, Rabbi, Rabbi, Ditov Lohan Yisrael Bitzelosei Martichon Ufrashon, that he's good for the Jewish people with his Tfilos more than Rechav Ufrashon, more than chariots and horses. So you see that Eliyahu was the Rebbe of Elisha. So the Gemara explains, Velomus Achen Minolan. So good, how do I know that you don't ever sew up these Kriyas? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ve'achazek Bivgada Ve'yikra'im L'shnayim Karayim, that Elisha grabbed his clothing and tore it into two tears. Mimash Mashnemar Ve'yikra'im Enyoder Shalashnayim. It already says he tore it. Don't I realize that that has to mean two? El Melamit Shakrum Va'omdim L'shnayim Liolam. That's teaching us that it has to remain torn into two forever. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Eliyahu Chayhu. Rish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, wait a second. How can we learn any of the laws of Kriya from a Kriya that was done for Eliyahu? Eliyahu never died. Eliyahu is still alive. Amalei Kivin Dechsev Lo Ro'od Legabi Didei Kemeis Tami. Since it says that Elisha never saw him again, so for Elisha, it's considered like he's dead. Nasi v'av bezdin u'shmos haros minalan. Where do we learn that you tear kriya on the death of a nasi or an av bezdin, or terrible news of the deaths of many Jews? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says when David heard that Shaul HaMelech and Yonasan his son and many many other Jews died in the war with the Plishtim, it says v'yachazek David bivgadav yikraim. David tore his clothing v'gam kol anashim asherito, and everyone with him did the same. V'yispedu v'yivku v'yitzuma da'erev al Shaul v'al Yonasan b'no. They eulogized and they cried and they fasted until the evening about the death of Shaul and Yonasan, Valam Hashem Val Beis Yisrael Kinaflu B'charev, and for the nation of Hashem and for the Jewish people that all died by the sword. Shaul Zenasi. From the fact that he tore Kriya for Shaul, that's how you see that he tore Kriya for a Nasi. A Nasi is the same as a Melech. Yehonasan is Av Beis Din. Yonasan was a Talmud Chacham. That's how we see he tore Kriya for an Av Beis Din. Al Shem Al Am Hashem Val Beis Yisrael Elu Shmos Haros. And from the fact that he tore Kriya on the nation of God and the Jewish people, that's how you see that for terrible news like the deaths of Jews, we tear Kriya. Amalei Rav Bar Shabbal Rav Kahana Veima Adavu Kulu. Maybe you only tear Kriya if all of these terrible things happen, because they only David tore Kriya when all of these things happened. Amalei Al Hifzik Inyan. The fact that it says Al before each one teaches us that there's a separate Chi of Kriya for each one. So main point number one, we derive the Chi of Kriya for a father, a mother, and a Rebbe from Elisha tearing Kriya for Eliyahu, and we derive the Chi of Kriya for a Nasi, Av Beis Din, and Shmuel Haraos from David HaMelech tearing Kriya when Shaul and Yonasan were killed. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Omi karin na Shmuel saros." Do we tear kriya for Shmuel saros? V'ha amru le Shmuel, but didn't they say to Shmuel, "Katal shavar malka teres v'alfei Yehudai," that shavar malka killed 12,000 Jews b'mizigas Kesari in a city called Kesari v'lo kara, and Shmuel didn't tear his clothing because of that news. So lo amru le barov tzibur uch ma'isashaya. Now you only tear kriya when it's the rove of the Jewish people, the majority of the Jewish people, like happened with Shaul and Yonasan. But other than that, even though it's a large amount of Jews, you don't tear kriya. Umi katal shvar malka yudai. Did shvar malka really kill Jews? V'ha'amalei shvar malka l'shmuel, but didn't shvar malka say to Shmuel, "Tasi li, I should get a lot of schar, delokat li Yehudi me'alam, I never killed a Jew in my life." Mark explains, "Hasam inu garmi l'nafshayu." Over there, when he killed 12,000 Jews, they brought that upon themselves, because they rebelled against him. Dam Rabbi Ami, l'kal yaseri demizik kesari pakashura delutkia. From the loud sound of the harps and the cymbals in Megiddas Kesari, when they were playing music at the time that they rebelled against the king, that's what caused all the walls to come down and all those people to die. What he was saying when he was bragging to Shmuel that he never killed anyone is that he never killed an innocent Jew. But people who rebelled against him, of course he's going to kill. Al Birkas Hashem Minolan. Where do we know that you tear kriya when you hear Hashem's name being cursed? That they all came to Chizkiyahu with torn clothing, and they told him about Rav Shake. So you see, they tore their clothing when Rav Shake cursed Hashem. Whether you hear the actual cursing of Hashem's name or whether you hear it from someone who heard it, you still have to tear kriya. But when the witnesses reported, they don't have to tear another kriya again because they already tore it at the time that they originally heard it. So what that they tore it at the time that they heard the original curse? But aren't they hearing it again now that they're testifying about it? So lo salkadaituch. No, you shouldn't think that they have to tear kriya again when they're testifying the chsiv, because the pasuk says when the people of Chizkiyahu came and told him about what Rav Shake did, it says vayhi kishma hamelech Chizkiyahu vayikras begadav hamelech kara vehim lo karo, that Chizkiyahu tore his clothing. But you see that only he tore his clothing, they didn't have to tear kriya. V'lo mesachen minelan, how do I see that you don't have to, that you're never allowed to sew up the kriya that you tear when you find out about Hashem's name being cursed? Asya kriya kriya. We learn in Gezeirah Shava that it says kriya by David, and we know he couldn't sew up that kriya. So we learn the same thing over here. So main point number two, we learn the chi of kriya for the cursing of Hashem from Chizkiyahu hearing about Rav Shake cursing Hashem. But the Edom don't have to tear kriya. The Edom who are reporting it don't have to tear kriya again. Sefer Torah, v'lo mesachen minalan. Oh yeah, we just did that. Sefer Torah, shenisraf minalan. Where do we learn that there's a chi of kriya when the Sefer Torah gets burnt? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, v'yihi kekro Yehudi shlosh lasos va'arba'a yikra'el b'sara sofer v'hashleich ele'esh asher el ha'ach. That when they read to Yoyakim Melech Yehuda the Megillah of Eicha, so the pasuk reports that when Yehudi ben Netanyahu finished reading the first pasukim of Megillah Eicha, and he started to read the fifth pasuk, Yoyakim tore the Megillah with a sakina harifa, with a sharp knife of that sofer muse, and he threw it into a fire. And so the Gemara first explains what the pasuk is about. Why is Yoyakim tear only after he hears three or four pesukim and they get to the fifth pasuk? Because Amalei Yoyakim, they said to Yoyakim, Kasav Yirmiyahu Sefer Kinos. They said, oh, by the way, you should know Yirmiyahu Hanavi wrote a Megillah Seicha. Amar Lahu, so the king said, Maksiv Bey, okay, what does it say in this Sefer Kinos? That's how Chazal referred to Megillah Seicha, Sefer Kinos. Well, it says, Eicha Yashva Badad, how the city of Yerushalayim is going to be lonely and destroyed and desolate. Amar Lahu, Anam Malka, so he said, but I'll still be the king, right? So I'm still okay with that. Amar Lahu, so they said, okay, let's move on to Pasuk Beis. Bechosif Kebalayla, that there's going to be a lot of crying and there's going to be a lot of mourning over what's going on over the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, Anamalka, you're right, but I'm still the king, so I'm still okay. Gols Yehuda Meoni. So they said, okay, let's move on to the third pasuk. Third pasuk says that Yehuda suffered from being poor and from a lot of work, and people were chasing after us and were hurting us. He said, okay, but I'm not Malka, I'm still the king. So they moved on to Pasuk Dalet. Darkei Tzion Avelus, that there's going to be times of Avelus and there's never going to be any good times coming, and the Kohanim are going to be groaning and the young girls are going to be upset and no one's going to be happy, no one's going to be able to be on the regal. And again he said, Anna Malka, but I'm still going to be the Melech, so I'm still perfectly okay with that. But then they said that you should know that there's going to be a Nachri that's going to be a king, there's going to be a guy that's going to be a king, someone else. Amalahu Manamra, he said, who said this Nevuah? So they said, Ki Hashem Hogal Rov Psha'ah, because Hashem said this Nevuah because of Yerushalayim and all the sins. Miyad Kadar Kolaskar, so right away, Kolaskar Shabbat, right away he cut out with a knife all the mentions of Hashem's name in the book, Ustrafan Be'esh, and he burnt them all in the fire. That's why the Pasuk says that people weren't afraid and they didn't tear Kriya. The implication is they should have torn Kriya, because when he was erasing the names of Hashem, they should have torn Kriya. So the Gemara asks, "Am leRav Papa Abaye?" So Papa says to Abaye, "Emar, maybe we should say that they should tear Kriya not because of the burning of the names of Hashem, but mishum Shmuel's haraos, but because they heard of all this bad news that's going to happen of the Churban of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash." Am leAbaye said Shmuel's haraos beYishaita miHavu. Yeah, but that was just a nevuah about what would happen in the future. So that didn't happen yet, and that's why they're not tearing Kriya, and that must be they were tearing Kriya over the destruction of the Sefer. If you see a Sefer Torah get torn, you have to tear two kriyos. One for the cloth and one for the writing. Because it says twice in Yom Yo that he's after the Melech burnt the Megillah and the words. So you see that the cloth and the words are two separate things. Rabbi Abba, the Gemara brings a story that illustrates. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya Avu Yasvi. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya were sitting together, and come Rabbi Abba by La Pnuya, and Rabbi Abba wanted to go to the bathroom. Shakli Lutotafte Achte Besadia. So he took off his tefillin and he put it on the pillow. Asai Bar Namisa by La Mivle. So a certain bird came and wanted to swallow the tefillin. Amar Hashli Chayvinli says, Rabbi Abba said, If it would have swallowed the tefillin, it would be chayv shtei krios. I would have to tear two krios, once for the cloth and once for the writing, because it has a din of a sefer Torah that would be burnt, because swallowing it is the same as burning it. Amr leis, Rav Huna Bar Chiya says, Rabbi Abba, minalacha. How do you know this din that you have to tear two krios? Rabbi Didi Avuvda, because I had a story that happened to me that I saw this bird swallow my tefillin, vasali kamed Rav Masna, and I went to Rav Masna to ask a shayla, what do I have to do? V'lava b'yadeh, and he didn't know the answer. Asay l'kamid Rav Yehuda, and then we went to Rav Yehuda to ask him, v'amali, hach yamar Shmuel, lo amur ela b'zroa uchmeis ha-shaya. That yes, you tear two krios, but that's only if it gets destroyed by force, and like the story that happened with the Oyakim, where someone forcefully did actively destroy it. But if it just gets destroyed, then you don't have this chiyuv of tearing two krios. Next main point, the source for tearing kriya on a sefer Torah that gets burnt is from Yehoyakim burning the names of Hashem in Megillas Eicha, and we tear two kriyos, one for the cloth and one for the writing. Ari Yehuda min Alan, where do we know that you tear kriya for the cities of Yehuda? Because the pasuk says Ve'avo and Nashim, pasuk in Yom Yehoshua says Ve'avo and Nashim Mishchem Mishilo Mishamron Shmona Mishmegul Chizakim Ukrei Begadim Miskodim Mincha Levana Biadam Lahavi Beis Hashem. That Yishmael ben Isanya came to greet them. That when they left their houses, they didn't know the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so they were bringing a carbon mincha, and they got close to the place where you could see the Arei Yehuda, and they saw the destruction. Nebuch, all these people are coming to bring a carbon, and they see the terrible news of the destruction. So Gemara explains how we see that they tore Kriya. Amar Bichelba, Amar Beula Bira'a, Amar Blazer, Haroa Arei Yehuda Berchobanan Omer, when a person sees the cities of Yehuda destroyed, he should say, Orei katshecha hayu midbar v'koreya. He should say, the cities, your holy cities have become a midbar, and ishter kriya. Yerushalayim b'chabanim, when he sees Yerushalayim in its destroyed state, Omer, Tzion midbar hayasa. That Tzion became a midbar, Yerushalayim shemami. Yerushalayim is desolate. V'koreya, ishter kriya. Beis HaMikdash b'chabanim, when he then sees the Beis HaMikdash in its destroyed state, Omer, Beis kotshenu v'tifarteinu asher elucha v'seinu ayil esreif aseish v'chol machmadeinu ayil charba. He should say that pasuk from Yishayahu, v'koreya, and then he should tear Kriya. So the Gemara talks about, what about adding to a kriya. Korea al mikdash umosif al Yerushalayim. That if you tear kriya on the base of mikdash, you can then add to that kriya when you see Yerushalayim destroyed. Uraminu, but I'll ask you a contradiction. Brisa says, another Brisa says, echra shemeh vechra haroa, kiven shigel itself from Korea. As soon as you get to the place where you can see Yerushalayim, you tear your clothing. And you have to tear kriya separately for the base of mikdash and for Yerushalayim. So we see that you can't just add to the tear. Lokasha, hadipaga b'mikdash bereisha. That one case is talking about where you come across the base of mikdash first. Hadipaga b'Yerushalayim bereisha. And the other case is where you come across Yerushalayim first. So the brisa that says that you can just add to the kriya, that's where you first saw the base of mikdash, then Yerushalayim. But you have to tear two separate kriyos if you see Yerushalayim first, and then you see the base of mikdash. So the next main point, we tear kriya for seeing the cities of Yehuda, Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash in its destroyed state. But if we see it in reverse order, starting with the Beis HaMikdash, you could just add to the existing tear. Tan Rabbanan. So the Braisa explains, V'kulan, all the kriyos that we learned about that you never let us sew up, Rashan the Shalulan, you're allowed to like safety pin them up, Ululmolulan, and to fold them in together to connect them, Ululoktan, and to connect with your hand the whole kriya, one edge to the other end, and sew it that way, one end to the other end. Ulasosan kuminsulamos, and to make stitching, that's very unprofessional type of stitching, you're allowed to do that. Avalolachosan, but what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to make a proper fixing of the garment. Amar Rav Chista, uvi ichoy Alexandra. When we say that you're not allowed to do ichoy, it means ichoy Alexandri, that you're not allowed to sew it up in a really good way. Tan Rabban, we learn in a brisa, akorei mitoch hashlal. If a person tears kriya for a dead body that he never tore about, he's tearing a garment that he already tore for another mace and it was already sewn up, mitoch hamolal, or a place that it was folded over after it was previously torn, mitoch haleket, or a place that was somewhat connected after it was previously torn, mitoch hasulamos, or a place where it had poor stitching after it was previously torn, lo yatza, he's not yotze in the mitzvah of kriya, but mitoch haichli, if you had a beggar that was torn and then sewn up beautifully, then yatza, then and you tear it again now, then you're yotze kriya. Amar chisuv ichoy alexandri, that's only if it was sewn up in the Alexandri kind of way, the really good way. If you already tore that beged, you could flip it around and then tear the other side, ula achoso, and sew it up that way. Reb Shimon Elazar osa lachoso. Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, you're not allowed to sew it up even after you turn it upside down. And just like the guy who originally owned the beged is not allowed to sew it up, anyone who sells it to is also not allowed to sew it up. And that's something the seller has to tell any buyer, that since you're not allowed to sew up this beged, he has to let him know that he's not allowed to sew it up, so he could know that he's not getting a very good buy when he's buying a torn beged. So the last main point, the Braisa teaches us that although you can reconnect a torn beged in an unprofessional way, you're not allowed to sew it up really well. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanan.